language of poetry. Frances Bellerby remembers her version of Day of the Dead, All Souls Day. Let's go our old way by the stream and kick the leaves as we always did to make the rhythm of breaking waves. She goes on, this day draws no breath, shows no color anywhere except the leaves, in their death, brilliant as never before. But here, this day, does draw breath, both the ancestors and our own, even the youngest among us, are aware and awake with interest and attention. The beauty of the Day of the Dead is the invitation for us to kick up the leaves, visit the places where we often do not go, to connect with our loved ones rather than simply feel their loss. This day stirs the leaves, hears the rustling, hears them with us as we listen to the youngest child here today. This Dia de los Muertos brings our ancestors back from a long journey to the place and the people who have mingled with and loved them through their life. In much of this culture, death isn't always treated this way. Even today's visit with loved ones, there might be some trepidation inside. Will it be too much? Do I want to go there, we wonder? When the veil is so thin, do I even dare to peer through? What will I see if not my own reflection? They say it burns the lips when we speak of death. Yet this land we inhabit brings us other influences as well, and we are shaped by the cultural heritage of so many of the people who came before. First, the Ohlone and Miwok communities, and the Mexican people who inhabited this ground. And so we sing, and we recreate beauty with paper flowers, with sugar skulls, with voice, with beauty. We prepare the welcome of all ages to heap upon our memories the truth that the voices of the young and the old, the quiet and the noisy, the pale and the colorful, all are ways to be with death. In our memorials, we say that if we remember them, if we speak of them, then they will not die. To make that so, let us take some time. Let us weave some braids. Let us bring some bread of the dead, the pan de muerto. Let us decorate some sugar skulls. Let us smile. Let us laugh. And let us grant each other permission to shed a few tears, to kick some leaves, to mimic the breaking waves of the ocean. Let this Day of the Dead reflect the enormous fragility of life and the persistence of the human spirit amidst all we have lost. Let it know that here lies our joy, our verity, our assurance, our complexity, our love. Let us make room for this day, for this complex sight of joy and of sorrow, of the stillness of the dead leaves, of the beauty and the joy of stirring them up. Come, let us welcome the ancestors. And I invite us all now to celebrate the dead by lighting a candle in their honor. Bring their life, their joy, their presence into this sanctuary. And I invite you, the first rows, to come forward first, light a candle from the outside tables. We'll do a little adjusting on this side of ourselves. All families are welcome, all ages, as long as they are accompanied by someone to help light. And so we come to pray. Today we bring not only our minds, but our breath and our bodies into this prayer. This prayer places a pause on skepticism and invites our ears to listen for the ancestors' breath, but also our bodies, young and old and in between, to bring our fullness into this ritual day. As we have bent down to place candles, we now have hands either open on our lap or folded together, and head either tilted or bowed or lifted up. We allow ourselves comfort and awareness. Bring awareness into your body as you are able. Listen then to this place, to these people and elements, to these many possibilities. And now, as you settle your attention into your heart, notice your own chattering thoughts, your own judgments of yourself and others, and let them go. Just let them go. As you relax and notice your body, listen to the breaths. Listen to the voices. Create a home in your heart for compassion and peace. Make room today for prayers for the ancestors, for loved ones here, for those who have spent time in this very sacred space, for those who have given their efforts and faith here. Make room, too, for those who have made their homes nearby, who have worked and loved and walked and laughed for you and for themselves. Make room for those ancestors who dwelled here long before our memories allow us to recall. For those whose living and toiling and loving were loved by those who followed them. Make room for those whose lives have recently been lost to illness or injury, by accident or pain unbearable, or through acts not understood by you or me or even God. Let us hear some of those names aloud, those names that are in our hearts and now in this room. As those names continue, may we know that we are never alone, that we are joined by a mighty cloud of witnesses, that the Holy One with compassion and care journeys with us in our joy, in our sorrow, and through all of the confusion and pain. We are not alone even when the leaves do not stir. Hear the breaths, the cries, the sorrow, the joy. May we be grateful for this life, for this connection, for this ability to love and be loved. May it be so. Amen. And blessed be.